Morgenblätter von Johann Strauss.
The Walls Morning Papers by Johann Strauss Jr. Our final salute to journalists is Little Chronicle by Johann's younger brother, Eduard Strauss. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Vienna Philharmonic. Little Chronicle by Eduard Strauss. It was the last of three pieces with ties to the newspapers on this New Year's Day. Leading the Vienna Philharmonic for his third New Year's Day concert is Daniel Barenboim. I'm Lisa Mullins. The second half of the New Year's concert for 2022 is coming right up from NPR Music. Welcome back to New Year's Day from Vienna 2022. I'm Lisa Mullins in Boston. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began in March 2020, the Vienna Philharmonic has been the most active orchestra in the world. Not content with silence while sports teams were playing, the Vienna Philharmonic returned in June 2020 with three performances in Vienna under Daniel Barenboim. Their travels since then have been impressive. Tours to Denmark and Italy, two tours of Japan, appearances at two Salzburg festivals, not to mention the concerts in Vienna. This Musikverein concert is the first New Year's Day with an audience since the pandemic began. To open the second half, a work that is famous and loved, with its first three quick notes, E, F, F sharp, announcing its arrival, the overture to Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. Here's the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Daniel Barenboim.
Mit der Ouvertüre zur Operette Die Fledermaus von Johann Strauss. Die Ouvertüre zur Operette Die Fledermaus von Johann Strauss Sohn.
The Overture to Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. Could be that no other well-known piece of music suggests champagne like that one does. No coincidence that the next piece on the program is the Champagne Polka, written by Johann Strauss some 15 years before. Daniel Barenboim directs the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra on New Year's Day 2022.
Champagne Polka für eine Russlandreise. Ja, da haben die Sektkorken geknallt bei den Wiener Philharmonikern bzw.
The Champagne Polka by Johann Strauss Jr. Next, a waltz by Karl Michael Ziehr, his Night Revelers. Daniel Barenboim leads the Vienna Philharmonic on New Year's Day 2022. Thank you.
Fronindal, was denkst du denn? Wollen wir nach Hause gehen?
Night Revelers by Carl Michael Ziehr, one of six pieces appearing on a New Year's Day concert for the first time. Next, two pieces with a nod to the Asian continent. Probably some of the more lucrative activities during the career of Johann Strauss were his tours of Russia. Quite a number of compositions were premiered there, including this one, The Persian March. Daniel Barenboim is on the podium for New Year's Day 2022.
Draußen und kommt jetzt wieder auf die Bühne.
The Persian March by Johann Strauss Jr. Now, one of his most popular waltzes, A Thousand and One Nights. Daniel Barenboim leads the Vienna Philharmonic on New Year's Day 2022.
Im Gegenteil, der Anfang dieses Walzes klingt eigentlich fast alpenländisch.
Thank you.
1001 Nacht.
A Thousand and One Nights by Johann Strauss Jr. Back to Johann's younger brother, Eduard Strauss. His little chronicle closed the first half of today's concert. Though the Habsburg Empire stretched across a wide swath of the European continent, the many nationalities within it did much to maintain their identity. The Austrian Eduard Strauss wrote his Greetings to Prague as a postcard to his Bohemian friends. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Vienna Philharmonic on New Year's Day 2022.
Gruß an Prag von Eduard Strauss. An Prag von Eduard Strauss.
Greetings to Prague by Eduard Strauss. And now the second piece from Josef Helmersberger Jr. with the suggestive name Elves. Daniel Barenboim and the Vienna Philharmonic perform on this New Year's Day 2022.
Einzelmännchen aufmarschieren in einem sehr schönen Charakterstück.